Time Travel Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Time Travel Radio. I am your host, Catherine Greenwich from the Royal Armouries, and I am filling in for Tina the Time Traveller, as it seems she's got a bit stuck in Viking England. No worries, I'm sure she'll be back with us soon, and my word, she'll be jealous of where I've found myself. Today, I'm in a place where people would travel miles and miles to be. I am in Delphi, Greece, and it is 480 BC. Now, listeners, I wish you could see this, because it is truly stunning. Bright blue skies, the sun is beaming down, and rocky mountains completely surrounding us. Oh, and the food, the olives, yum! I feel truly blessed to be in such a wonderfully beautiful place and with such a special guest. I mean it, listeners, my guest today is nothing short of a celebrity here. Please welcome the Pythian priestess, otherwise known as the Oracle of Delphi.
Welcome, my child, to the sanctuary of Apollo. The monuments around you are living, breathing. The gods see all. Apollo hears, he sees. Please leave your donation in the bowl.
Thank you. I know you have a hectic schedule, only being available a few select days of the year.
Yes, yes, always busy, always needed. Donation, please, dear.
Oh, gosh, sorry, of course, of course.
Thank you. Apollo will be most pleased.
Great. So, I know my listeners are just dying to know. What is it that people come here to see you about?
Well, many things, dear lady. But before I divulge that information, did you make a goat shiver before you arrived in this place?
Did I what?
Did you pour water over a goat to see if it shivered?
No, I didn't. Sorry, you've lost me. Why on earth would I do that?
Well, if the goat shivers when you sprinkle it with cold water, then it is an auspicious day to see me. You know, good day, good sign. No? Tourists. What can you do? Look, as you have come such a long way to see me, on this occasion, I shall forget this mishap.
Oh, well, thank you. I most certainly did not mean to offend.
No matter, no matter. Now, why do people come to see me? Well, for many reasons. I interpret dreams. I tell prophecies. Will the Spartans conquer the Persian army? Will Athens thrive? Who will win this battle? Who will win that battle? Blah, blah, blah. The gods, they speak through me. I can see all of space and time, you see. And I sense that you are a little bit like that yourself, although different in some way. You are not from this time, this place, but you, the host of this radio show, and I, priestess of the Temple of Apollo, we are linked.
Oh, really? You and I? Oh, tell me some more about that.
Well, I inform my visitors, yes, on their futures. I serve Apollo, son of Zeus, Olympian, god of many things, music, light, prophecy, healing and archery, among much else. Whilst you advise those on the past, of the stories and objects of times gone by, of wars and battles already fought, of armour once worn and beaten.
Oh, wow. You are good.
Indeed.
Do you know what? That is good. Because I'm here today on behalf of the Royal Armouries. They care for weapons and armour of all kinds, including archery equipment from all over the world and ancient Greek armour. Visit the collection in the 21st century at one of the three sites, the Royal Armouries Museum Leeds, Fort Nelson in Hampshire, or the White Tower in London. Sorry, not quite sure where that came from. What came over me there?
No, not a problem, my dear. In fact, it happens to me too. When I consult with the gods, I sometimes enter a trance. I'm taken over, speaking in tongues, in a language unbeknown to me. I shake all over, like the goat. Sometimes it takes quite some time to come back to myself again.
Wait, so you don't even understand what you're saying some of the time? Then how do your clientele get the answers that they're looking for?
Oh, well, the priest of the temple, they interpret it. They translate it.
So the priest can speak the language of the gods. But how do you know that they're not making it up? I mean, they could be saying anything.
No. They would never do such a thing. No, not when people are so generously donated coins to the temple. You're not one of those conspiracy theorists, are you? No. Oh, the knowledge I impart is divinely inspired. It is beyond the range of mere mortals.
Wow. But you must have your own opinions, though. People coming to ask your advice about all sorts, like politics and war. Did you never use your position and influence to get people to do the things that you wanted?
Absolutely not. I mean, sure, they don't always get the answer they were looking for. Zeus knows the Spartans were upset when I told them that either Sparta or the Spartan king must fall. They were convinced that all their training and armour and weapons, their Corinthian helmets for Apollo's sake, would be all they needed to conquer the Persians. You know, don't shoot the messenger. The gods have their own plans.
Uh-huh. But I have here an anonymous source that has some quite scathing words to say about their visit to see you. They said you didn't answer the questions that they asked, and that you just spoke in riddles. What have you got to say about that?
Well, the gods must have seen that their question was just not important, that something else was more important for them to know.
Ah, but what about the bribery accusations? What have you got to say about those?
Outrageous! People travel far and wide to see me. How dare you suggest I would lower myself to such things? Anyway, it seems our time is up. My next customer, truth seeker, is waiting. So may the gods be with you. Off you go.
Oh, well, thank you for your time. Well, that looks like the end of the show for today. What do you think, listeners? Can the gods speak to us mere mortals through oracles? Can they predict what is the outcome of the next war? Is this somewhere you would like to come on holiday? Would you travel miles and miles on foot over rocky mountains and overgrown land to meet this oracle? Join us next time where we have no idea where we might end up. Farewell for now. I've been Catherine Greenwich for Time Travel Radio.
Time Travel Radio. Time Travel Radio.